Have you been involved in a space accident? Been speared by an anaconda flying out of the docking bay? Maybe you were listening to Lave Radio and fell asleep and accidentally supercruised into a planet. Or perhaps you hit the boost instead of the brakes. Have you been shot down for carrying illegal goods or had a bounty on your head you didn't even know about? A victim of piracy or just plain pilot incompetence? Have you just lost your ship and cried when you don't have enough to pay for its insurance? Well, Sidewinder for you can help. Our team of federal agents will look at your credit balance and tut wildly at your mistake. Your hauler may be gone, your anaconda a thing of the past, but with Sidewinder for you, you needn't be immobile for long. Just spend a few minutes having a good sob, then click the simple free Sidewinder button on our website, and you can be flying back amongst the stars faster than you can say bloody griefers. Never worry about that pesky buyback prize ever again, and laugh when anyone asks you. Do you have enough for the insurance on that? Just one call to Sidewinder for you will put you back on square one where you deserve to be. Sidewinder for you will only provide the basic model with one free useless pulse laser which is borrowed. We want to back you bastard. We are not responsible for the crying and depression caused by the loss of multiple days grinding data and any glitches which caused your ship to crash in the first place. No part of your original ship will be available to you, nor its cargo data bounties or any other cash or units contained within your ship. You get a basic Sidewinder and that's it. And you're bloody lucky to get that. We really should make you work in Castlewoods for a month or spend a week licking Chris Bobbitt's boots. Sign up now.
Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious and home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers.
Yeah, you're cleared for takeoff. You've got 5 minutes to clear the docking bay. Have a nice day, Commander.
Commander Oliver Penis, you are cleared to land.
I don't care what your name is. You don't fire at the station. Engaging lethal response.
Busy day today. Seems trade's picked up again.
Yeah, it's all this black market stuff since bloody Ross 154 decided to expand into our stations. I hear they're blockading the system now.
Yeah, I haven't seen a regular trader in ages now you mention it.
David's renaming our activity product. Has a lot to do with that, I expect. Well, that and the war.
Yeah, who ever heard of a mining, industrial, agricultural, refinery service enterprise? Although everyone's calling it my arse for short.
Well, it certainly brought the pirates in.
He needs to do something about this smuggling, though. Every corner on the way back to the motel last night, there was someone trying to sell me something illegal.
Oh, I know. There was some bloke selling knocked-off progenitor cells. I don't think they're the real thing, though. I saw someone take 5 of them. Next thing I know, there's an 11-month-old baby crawling around on the floor.
Not just that. Rip-off McThargoid's products are a joke. What's that Empire one called now?
Oh, that's, Trumble Prince's.
That's the one. Well, they're selling grub shakes in the station now.
They are bloody tasty too. Nice and slurpy.
I bet May loves the factual sucking off the opposition.
Don't tell her. But I'm sick to the back teeth of McThargoids. Every other day it's all I eat. I've ate so many Trumble nuggets my hair's starting to turn into fur. That's strange. I don't see anything on the scanner.
Hello, Commander. Yes, I can hear you. I can't see you, though. What?
Yes, we have pads available. Yeah, pad 31. You got 10 minutes.
That's strange. The scanner must be... Holy shit, what the fuck?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Next time, mate, you might want to enter the docking port at less than 300 clicks a second.
More bloody smugglers.
Will Clampett is in charge of parking on board the station. It is his job to make sure pilots sit on their assigned bays and don't cause a nuisance. He has the power to levy fines. It's a lonely job and loathed by almost everyone who flies a ship.
Avoid unnecessary destruction. Yeah, mate, you can't park that there. You parked it like a wallaby taking a shit. Bouncing around all over and generally leaving it everywhere. Now bloody move it before another sortie gets thrown out the airlock. Yeah, sorry about that. Spoms. Yeah, it means space pilots of mega stupidity. And there's shite loads of them, Bruce. Look at this idiot here, more spread out than a Sheila's legs. You could fit 3 Lake on Type 9s into the space he's took up with his sidewinder. There we go, another 1,000 credit fine. That'll teach a bloody spawn to park sideways on my station.
Do you know who I am?
Couldn't give a flying fuck who you are, mate. You're not parking that there.
I'm the station commander. You can't just ticket me. Why don't you get a proper job fucking Duval?
Listen here, Bruce. If I had a credit for every time I heard that, I could pay off your bloody fine.
I was only fucking popping in for 30 minutes. Give me that ticket. What fucking 1,000 credits for parking on a blue line?
How am I meant to know the bloody ins and outs of your day? The only thing I see is a big, fat, ugly sidey contravening. And you're lucky you came back when you did, mate. Blue line, I could have had you lasered by the station security.
Hands wouldn't bloody dare. I used to think when someone couldn't do anything useful, they did leave radio. You can take this ticket and shove it up your fucking arse!
Look, mate, I walk 50 miles around this station every day. My feet bloody hurt because of the low gravity. I have to bounce everywhere like a rabid kangaroo. It's not my fault you can't park a sidewinder. So why don't you take the ticket, pay it, and if you don't like it, stick it up your own fucking arse, you whinging spom.
What? How dare you? Michelle! Michelle! Where's that woman? Michelle!
Oh, you looking for the shooting with a French accent? Yeah, sorry, mate, she's had to go to Minerva. See, when I was ticketing your ship, mate, she tried to hit me with a mug. Well, all space wardens are trained in self-defence. It was an accident, mate. I meant to take the mug off her, but I might have got a little bit carried away.
You put my secretary in the hospital! Why, you... This won't be the last you hear of me. Now, out of my way, pleb. I have a meeting to make.
What about this bloody sortie, mate?
You lay one fucking finger on that sidewinder, and I will stick your fucking shrimp right into your grill.
Sarah Churchill has called a meeting of the staff to discuss the station's new direction. The increase in smuggling is top of the agenda, along with the additional traffic and possible solutions to the problem. David, due to his poor parking skills, has arrived late.
So nice of you to join us, David. Maybe next time you could arrive in the same season as the meeting.
Did that bastard Will Clampett? I've had that sidewinder 2 days and he's ticketed me 3 times already. I swear, when I get my hands on him, it won't be just a mug he's removing from his anus.
David, I'm warning you. You will leave my space wardens alone. Okay, we have to talk about smugglers. It's getting out of control. On my way here, I was sprayed with so many illegal perfumes, I'm beginning to smell like Susan Boyle's under the pool. Not to mention the amount of speed violations. Lou Brush had to have a wig fitted the other day after his hair was burnt off by a speeding viper, flying at head height and max boost.
If I had more vipers, I could control them better. It is impossible with only 5. There are so many I can only intercept and kill about 30% of them. Now, if I had a fleet of 15, then I could take the fight to the Imperious bastards! Sorry, we could control the area better.
We can't afford more vipers. Besides, Hans, you can only shoot what you can see, and the cunning smugglers are using silent running.
Yeah, just this morning we had a screamer. Well, as we call them now. Federation rules say we must allow everyone to have docking permission within a set time limit, however bad their reputation. In most cases, we don't know the reputations till Hans' vipers scan them.
What we need is some kind of mega pilot. Someone who knows their tactics, who can beat them at their own game.
Great idea, Sean, but where would we find such a pilot?
Well, there is this one girl...
No, for fuck's sake, not her.
You mean... Oh, my.
Oh, You mean Commander Lovecock.
Oh God, the woman's an imbecile.
She can hit a Sidewinder's cargo bay from 14 clicks away, though.
She can take on an elite anaconda with no shields and a lone pulse laser and win.
She's hung like the winner of the Disso... I was thinking of someone else.
She's my ex-girlfriend.
What?!
Yeah, we went to the same boarding school on Eta Cassiopeia. It was a long time ago now. I still keep in touch. I can give her a ring if you want.
Can we afford her?
Oh, give her 5,000 credits a ship. It'll be cheaper than having Hans using up all the station's fuel.
For fuck's sake, this is starting to be a very bad day. I'm going to see Michelle in the hospital.
Attention all staff. As you are no doubt aware, Barnard Star has come under attack from some ne'er-do-wells from the Ross 154 system. Our brave men and boys at the front are giving the berries a damn good whipping. But what can I do to help, I hear you cry? Well, from today there is a new initiative. We call on all the citizens of Bastard Star to join Barnard Star Territorial Armed Reserves Defence Service. Oh, the bastards. You shall elect a leader and be prepared for the last line of defence against the evil aggressors currently engaging in our peaceful system. In other news, Susan Boyles has been found naked.
The war that has plunged Barnard Star into chaos has not been without controversy. All able-bodied personnel have been drafted to fight the war if their position isn't of vital importance to the war effort. David is visiting Michelle in hospital, where she is waiting for an operation to reset her bones.
Okay, station defence. Right then, leader, okay, that's me.
We are supposed to elect the leader, your magnificence.
Okay, right, I vote for me, you vote for me, I win.
Oui, your totalitarianness.
I'll put the message out on the tannoy. All volunteers and non-essential staff to report to the hangar. This tea tastes a bit off, Michelle.
We ran out of the tea last week, your specialness.
What the fuck have I been drinking for the last week, then?
It is my own special brew, made from mashed onion head, with just a touch of listy evil juice, boils with the droppings of the tree crab. And the milk and two sugars.
But it's fucking disgusting! Wait a minute, isn't onion head on our illegals list?
Well, yes, but with the war, Ivan Itchianus, well, he was the only one getting the goods past the blockades. So I used what he had.
Oh, that bloody spiv. I thought we'd close that bastard down.
He just went underground, your regalness.
Actually, this tea is quite Moorish. Well, tell that bastard he can continue as long as he joins our little defence force. Now put the message out. And take that unicorn off your head, it looks ridiculous.
Hello, Barnard Star. Due to the ongoing war, we have been told to create an army of volunteers to protect the station should that ever happen. All volunteers and non-essential staff to Docking Bay 10.
The staff have gathered in one of the station's hangars. Some of the staff, however, are not happy, especially where their roles in the station come into play.
Okay, as leader of this rabble, you will obey everything I say. Hans here has kindly agreed to be my sergeant. Basically, I don't trust any of you bastards with any position of power. Right, Sergeant Hans, take it from here.
Non-essential staff? I tell you, docking ships is important.
Silence when you speak to an officer.
Don't worry, Richard. I'm sure they won't have us on the front line.
Listen, you honourable lot. If I hear one more sound out of you, I'll have you lick out the officer's latrine. And I'm warning you. I had a McThargoids for lunch.
You're all bloody non-essential at the moment. With the blockade, hardly any ships have been in or out in days, so at the moment I'm paying you all to sit on your bloody asses. Hans, where on earth did you get that Thargoid? Never mind, I suppose he'll fit in fine.
But I'm too good-looking to go to war.
Take these two away, mark them A1, fit for duty, and take that Thargoid with you too. And that army of daffodils could come in handy.
Richard and Sean are being lined up with all the other recruits from the station. It is Hans Sup's job to whip them into shape. Sometimes, literally.
Hi, Hans. How's it going?
You will call me Sergeant!
What? Sorry, Sergeant. I bet he's only got one ball.
Shut up, Sean, before you get us into trouble.
I heard that, Private Swallow. Get down and give me some push-ups.
One, two. Permission to recover, Sarge.
Recover? From what, exactly?
You said do some push-ups.
And you think you can decide when you've done enough? You are going to stay down there and push until your feeble fucking arms shove this station out of its fucking orbit and send us spiraling into the fucking sun.
Yes, Sergeant. One, two, three,
you ought to not make me believe in reincarnation, because none of you could become this fucking stupid in one lifetime. My name is Hands Up. You will call me Hands or Sarge. When I shout attention, I want to hear the sound of 20 ass cheeks slapping shut. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir!
7. Right.
For fuck's sake, it's not that fucking difficult, Private Swallow. It's not like I ask you to eat a bowl of apples and shit out of fruit salad. I want you to push like you spent the last fucking month eating nothing but cheese.
9. I think I'm gonna pass out.
I have never seen such a useless fucking gun since I met your mother in McThargoids. Get up, Private Swallow! Close that fucking mouth, Private Swallow. It's not raining dicks.
Yes, Sarge.
Surge? Surge? I only know 3 types of Surge. Sussurge, Messurge, and Big-fucking-Bessurge. Are you calling me an asshole, Private Swallow?
No, sir. I'm his sergeant.
Private Swallow, you should have been a blowjob. Right, you honorable lot. The service has deemed it fit to feed you. Personally, I think some of you have ate a mess hall. Fall out!
Back in the Thargoid and Ferdalanced, Jack is having an after-shift drink with his friend and, some say, his lover.
Hey, you know about your collection of underwear, Finn?
Oh, yes, I've got nearly all the celebs and a few others, too.
A few others?
Well, you know, people leave things behind in the station laundry and things like that.
Oh, God. Hang on a minute. Nah, you won't.
What?
No, it were a silly idea.
No, go on. I like your silly ideas anyway.
Well, I were thinking, if you had some of Tara's, I could have a wee bit of fun.
How many do you need?
Finn! Oh, how many have you got?
Hang on. I've got it on a spreadsheet on my tablet. Right. Tara. 184 pairs.
What? The 184? Bleeding heck, Finn.
Well, she likes to leave them lying around, you know. Outside, waving around in the air conditioning. I just can't resist.
Finn, the nose, that's called a washing line, don't you? Never mind. Can I borrow a pair?
Yeah. As long as I get them back. They're all catalogue, you see. And I hate it when a pair goes missing. It messes up my numbering system.
Just wondering, how many pairs have you got all together?
Oh, not that many. 403,392. Including the Susan Boyle's collection.
Doug Kittard is making a phone call to Commander Lovecox to see if she can deal with the smuggling problem on the station. Sean is Willy, having finished his training for the day, sits in with him.
You've reached Commander Lovecox, the best-looking pilot this side of the universe. When you finish knocking one out, please leave a message after the tone, but no cock pictures. If I want to spend all day looking at dicks, I would visit Chris Bobbert's. Meow!
Hey, Commander Lovecox. It's your old friend Doug.
Hey, Doug, how's me old sperm bag doing? Still poking the sausage into random black holes?
Hi, Commander.
Oh, who's that bit of rough? Sounds like he could spend all day riding and all night licking them, right? The kind of man who knows which way's up in zero G. Well, what can I do for you, Doug? I've got to go soon before men start throwing themselves into the airlock because they haven't seen me for 5 minutes.
Well, we've got this smuggling operation going on, and it's ruining our station, my lover. I were hoping you could give us a hand and help sort it out.
What's in it for me? I can't just leave the system. Last time I did, half the population broke their wrists as they said goodbye.
5,000 credits a ship, free food and accommodation, and if you help teach our Viper pilots, there's another 5,000 a day in it for you.
Well, cancel the Viagra order, boot up the 24-hour hologram of me and hand out the free wet wipes. I'll be coming soon.
Ooh, Army Baba, I'll be waiting for you in the docking bay.
Meanwhile, David has turned up at Minerva's hospital again. However, Michelle is still asleep, having undergone bone reconstructing surgery. This, however, does not stop David from talking to her.
Commander Lovecox, the greatest pilot in the galaxy, my arse. All that happens when she comes around is that the IQ dabbles on her homeworld and halves in my fucking station. I have bigger things to worry about, like how to get that rainbow-coloured walrus out of my office.
Yes, your totalitarianness.
I'd rather spread living grub butter on my anus and play kiss chase with a rampant Thargoid than spend any time with that bloody woman. Why are the walls dripping in here? Must be another leak. Call Lou Brochet. And another thing, if she's such a bloody good pilot, how come she ended up spending 2 years in an Imperial mine hacking out tantalum during the war? Oh, wake up, you stupid woman. Nobody here. Mug! That's funny. Usually they shatter when I hit someone, not melt into a heavenly choir.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé. Your Majesty, what happened?
You had your leg twisted around your neck by Will Clampett, as far as I can make out from your notes. Now get up, we have work to do. Do you know anything about horny mouths?
David Brumman to Sarah Churchill's office. David Brumman to Sarah Churchill's office.
Oh, what the fuck does that stupid tart want now? Can't you see I'm busy, woman? Michelle, wake up! The walls are closing in on us! And that Eskimo is looking frisky!
David has arrived at Sarah Churchill's office with Michelle, who is still feeling a little groggy after her surgery. David, however, is in no mood for frolicking around.
Ah, David, sit down. Okay, as you know, we've had to get a specialist pilot in to help deal with the smuggling issue on the station. Now, I've looked through everybody's records, but yours was the one that caught my eye. I never knew you were in the Green Eagles.
Yes, but that was a long time ago, over 30 years. Things have changed now. I couldn't fly the New Eagle if you spent a week telling me where all the buttons were. You haven't got any tea, have you?
David, stop shaking, please. It says here your squadron leader was none other than Commander Lovecox.
Ah, yes, stupid woman. She's got a mouth on her like a Boa's chip. Are you sure you have no tea?
It also says that you smacked her around the head with a mug. Are you all right, David? You're sweating like a dyslexic playing Scrabble.
I'm fine. We had a minor disagreement. Nothing serious. Now, about that tea.
She spent 2 months in medical.
Best 2 months of my time in the Green Eagles. Do you think you could find just one cup of tea?
Well, whatever your past, I want you to treat her nicely. And if I find out that you've been saying anything, or God forbid, hit her with a mug again, I'm going to replace you with Richard Swallow. Oh, and David, please put Michelle back in the medical bay. She's passed out.
She's only acting.
Acting? She's out for the count. I'll call you a temp.
Fuck, I hate temps. Always end up with some stupid bimbo who can't take their mugs. Now, if you're done, I need some nice hot tea.
Commander Lovecox is starting her docking procedure. Some of the staff have turned out to the docking pad to welcome her to the station. David has managed to suppress his urge for tea.
Oh, here she is now, my lovers. Wow, look at that docking. Not an inch of thrust used, straight onto the pad.
I bet she's good at other manoeuvres too. She certainly looked good in the customs custom calendar of 3298.
You are all stood at attention for me. Very nice, too. And you're standing up. Hey, dog me old spunk buckle, still hanging like a stallion. Who's this?
Finn. Finn Garin.
Oh, I bet you've done a lot of that. Finn keeps on shooting while the women keep hooting.
Over fuck's sake, woman.
Oh, Davy, you haven't changed. Still looking like an escaped hobbit.
Yes, and you're still looking like you spent all last month on your back whilst being serviced by the entire engineering crew of my anus. You're the only woman I know who could take an entire orchestra and their instruments.
David, some decorum, please. Delighted to meet you, Commander Lovecox.
You never told me your station officer was better looking than me, Doug. Still, I bet she swings both ways like a gorilla on a tire swing, with just as many bananas too. Meow! So churchy. Where's the bother?
That sort of thing is the bother.
Well, there's one pilot who won't be going nuts tonight.
Did you see that? She shot his balls off. From this range. Wow. What a woman.
I see you have the usual pirate and smuggler infestation. Well, smack my Thargoid and rob my Trumbull. Let's meet the crew.
Yes, sir. Okay. Most of the pilots are out flying at the moment. Hanks here is...
Obviously, I'm Hanks Solo. Lieutenant Hanks Solo. Third class Medal of Honor and Patriot. And by far the best pilot on the station. I'm in charge of this rebel. All 5,000 of them. Sorry, 500.
Bullshit.
Okay, 5,000. But they are the best, and as their leader, running this squadron and the station is hard work.
Running the station? Why, you little shit? You can't even run a pirate out of the system. 4 weeks it took you to catch one pirate. One! And then when you get him back, it turns out he's 84 years old and had borrowed his son's sidewinder to pop out of the shops.
We taught him one hell of a lesson, though. It deterred pirates for weeks.
It did nothing of the sort. It made the OAPs of Barnard Star write a very stern letter.
Here, pirate's noble ship, and he fired at the station.
He had a picture of his daughter, and he dumped a heat sink outside the station because he didn't want to burn his hands on the ship as he was exiting. You're about as incompetent a pilot as we ever hoped to employ. And to make matters worse, you're now going to be trained by the bitch from Bolg.
Okay, Hanks, lead me to your ship and we'll take the first patrol together.
Be prepared to witness the best one-handed display you've ever seen.
What are you going to do? Masturbate for me? I've seen enough of that to last a lifetime.
You best appreciate what you're working with here, or I'll make it very hard for you.
Please, there are ladies present.
So, how do you intend to deal with these pirates anyway? Personally, I would recommend you fill two mugs with steaming hot tea, slam them together on their bollocks like cymbals whilst whistling Colonel Bogey at full pitch.
Come on, I have secrets to tell you. Which I can't tell you because you haven't sent me a letter yet.
Richard has decided to purchase the apartment that he and May rented over the Christmas period, and in order to surprise May, he pops into McThargoid's, where Jack is having his dinner.
Oh, these new McMammals are right delicious. They're made from the finest quality crushed mammals in the galaxy.
Oh look, Jack has several animals in his mouth. I bet that's happened before.
I didn't swallow, and it doesn't count. Anyway, Dick, you're forgetting where we had to pull that pepperami out of.
Alright, I'm not having you spoil my good mood. Yeah, can I have 20 bold balls to take out? And may I speak to May, please?
Oh, hello, Richard. I wasn't expecting you here this evening. Here's your hot balls.
Well, I've got some good news. I've sorted the mortgage out so we can move into the apartment full time now.
Really? Oh, Richard, this will be fantastic. I can't wait to tell everyone. My mother will be so happy. Only this morning she told me the bathroom always tastes of Trumbull sweat and printer toner, with just a hint of bubble wrap, after you've been using it.
I could slip round for dinner with you, May. Maybe open a couple of bottles of wine.
The only thing you'll be drinking is your own blood if I see you as much as a mile in my place.
Ah, that couldn't open a suitcase with a crowbar.
I could open you like a can of sardines.
What, like you open up Tara?
Why, you...
Ah!
Richard, apologise to Jack. Slapping him in the face with your balls like that.
I'm not apologising to anyone for anything.
I'll get you, Deck Swaller. Right, I'm off home.
Yeah, me too. Okay, 169 Bell N. New home, here I come.
Commander Love Cox is taking a back seat in the Viper, whilst Hangs Solo takes her through his daily routine. David is monitoring all the developments from air traffic control with Hans.
Well, let's see how you handle this Viper. Fire up the thrusters and shove it through the slot.
Okay, mirrors, check. Fuel level, check. Adjust chair, check. The greatest pilot the Federation's ever seen. Okay, and easy forward. And shift it upwards. Right, retract landing gear.
Landing gear retracted.
Ah! I haven't heard a noise like that since Susan Boyle sang Hits of Yoko Ono. So, that was one wild orgy. Ah, right, now ease it upwards like you're riding a virgin.
Okay, take off ramp and flutters.
Mind that fucking ship!
What ship?
That bloody lake on Type 9 that's coming the other way!
Oh, that's it, yeah. I'll just stop here. Don't worry, I've got this. Yeah, this is straight through the slot. So what did you think?
We're down to 5% hull, the canopy is leaking air, the landing gear has been ripped off, and the bobblehead is currently lodged up inside my right nostril. But apart from that, the takeoff was perfect.
You really think it was perfect?
Of course it wasn't fucking perfect, you twat! Now turn this Viper around before I decorate the walls of this station with a rather fetching new paint I call Bollocks of Solo.
Meanwhile, back in David's office, David and Hans are monitoring the progress on the station's progress monitors. David seems to be really enjoying the display.
Did you see that, Hans? Now we have two good things that could happen here.
We train Hanks and the Lovecox meets me in my room later?
No, that by lunchtime they're both being cleaned off the walls by Lou Brugier. Michel! Oh, bugger. Hans, where was that fucking temp I was promised?
Back at Finn Gerin's house, Finn is going through his personal underwear collection trying to find what Jack wants.
So, you want G-string? Now let me look. Animal prints? Bloomers? Boy shorts, camouflage, dainties, extra large, fetish, G-strings, here we are. Right, I'll just file his new Susan Boyle's one in here. And there you go to Tara Hyman. Two pairs, mildly moist.
Okay, Jack, it's just Finn and his collection. Nothing to get too weirded out by. Jesus great Christ, what are they?
Oh, these? These are my pride of my collection. Specially made super absorbent Lave radio pants as used by the crew. Only two in existence. Want to smell them?
Fuck! Get them out of my face! My eyes are burning!
Apparently the other pair is owned by Commander Vigor. And he won't sell them to me, no matter how much I offer. Now, have you wrapped up Tara's like I showed you?
Oh, yeah, I have, Finn. Thanks. I'll get them back to you as soon as I can. Okay, time to phone Doug.
Doug is unavailable right now. If you be me lover, leave a message after the tractor.
Doug, it's Jack here. I need you to stop the Swallow stuff coming up from Planetside. I've had a tip-off that it might contain some dodgy gear.
David has returned to his office and is tucking into his MacThargoids lunch when his temporary assistant arrives.
Oh, for fuck's sake, always when I'm sucking on a McStiffy. Come in!
Hi, I'm your new temp, Mark Evans.
All right, sit down. Right, the first thing I want you to do for me is to sort this bloody ticket out from Will Clampett. So get down there and sort it.
Yeah, Will Clampett's got a bit of form. I'll soon get him sorted.
Would you like a mug? I find they help.
Nah, I prefer to fight my battles with mug assist off. Is that pizza free?
We'll take hands with you. I don't want a second secretary ending up in the hospital today.
Hang Solo and Commander Lovecox have returned to the docking bay, having only briefly made it outside. Commander Lovecox is pretty shaken up by the whole experience.
Well, Hangs, I must admit that was a very interesting and eye-opening experience.
Do you think so? Well, I was thinking of joining the Green Eagles. I mean, this is a good job, but it's hardly the place for somebody of my caliber.
Yes, well, having seen everything, I can now improve this squad by a significant margin. Mug! Right, now that's got rid of that dickhead. That's improved the squad by 500%. I think my work here is done.
Oi, Sheila, you can't park that Viper there. I mean, look at it. It looks like a suspicious sausage on a badly made barbecue.
Yeah, Clampett, what do you think your game is?
That loony Sheila can't yaw a ship to fit in the docking bay correctly, and David Brubin lied when he said he was just going to be half an hour. He had time to fix this.
Whinge, whinge, whinge. Moan, moan, moan. Doesn't really inspire me to take what you're saying seriously, mate. That ship wasn't parked by air, it was parked by that body lying there. And as the station commander, I think David can park where the fuck he likes.
Look, all David had to do was yaw his ship into position. It's not that hard, Bruce.
Yaw, you fucking little shit. Hands, hold my pizza while I take on this wanker.
Ooh, I think you nerfed his throttle there.
Yep, he's certainly bleeding thrust.
That's his yaw gone.
He's on silent running. And that's his heat signature gone.
Fucking yaw. Right, lads, time for another pizza.
Meanwhile, back in David's office.
Ah, Commander Lovecox, how delightful to see you. Sandwich? Nibbles? Sausage? No, wait, you've had enough sausage to last a lifetime, haven't you? So all I need from you is to sign here and here, and we can sign you up with our first-class Viper team. I'm sure you can't wait to get started.
You can stick your fucking sign here, here and there up your arse. Squeeze it past Lubriche's anal beads until it dances with your liver and then shoots out of your left nostril. And furthermore, your birth certificate is an apology from the condom factory.
Ah, I take it that's a no then. Well, that's your loss.
It's the first time in my history that I've been fucked so hard I can barely walk.
It's the first time in history I've been glad to see you. Ah, a lovely cup of tea. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Michelle left a firmus. Fought you like a kappa after the day we've had.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a rather important interview with a nunnery on Slough.
Richard has been waiting all day for his transport to arrive from Birmingham World. Finally, he gets the call he's been waiting for.
Richard Swallow to Customs. Richard Swallow to Customs.
Oh, that must be my furniture.
Oh, that's good. I was getting a bit worried we would be sleeping on the floor tonight. I need to get some of that Beagle Breeze air freshener in here, though. It smells like the inside of one of your shoes. With just a hint of decomposing Trumbull and children's tears.
Yeah, it does whiff a bit in here. Maybe we should get some professionals in. I hear there is a guy called Frank in the Thargoid bar who knows how to blow out bad smells. Anyway, I best go get our stuff.
Hey, Dick.
Jack.
I'm afraid your stuff's in customs. Doug's going through it all.
Oh, come on, Jack. That's petty, even for you.
You're right, and I'm sorry. Listen. We've had a bad few weeks. I'll give you a hand with your stuff. It shouldn't be too hard, and we can float most of it here.
Yeah. You're right. We've both been a bit tetchy. I appreciate the offer.
I couldn't find anything in there, me lover.
Yeah, not even one copy of Cavity Close-Ups 4.
Come on, we'll give you a hand too.
Between the customs officers, Jack and Richard, Richard's furniture is moved in no time, and although a little breathless, Richard invites everyone in for a nice cup of tea.
I really appreciate this, chaps.
Right, lads, here we go. Nice cup of ring tea and a few biscuits.
Oh, that's right smashing me.
Well, I would like to say thank you, Jack. And you too, Doug and Finn.
Ah, don't be daft. Anything to help a lovely lady such as yourself, May.
See, Richard, Jack is a perfectly nice gentleman. I don't see why you've got anything against him.
Ah, yeah, well, I must admit I appreciate the help today. Maybe we just got off on the wrong foot.
Do you mind if I sit on this case, May? My legs are aching. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh dear, let me get that. Hey, what's this? These aren't mine.
Well, they aren't mine.
Well, according to the name tag, property of Tara Hyman.
I had no idea how they...
Mug!
Ow!
You and that floozy! We were all getting on so well and you had to spoil it, Richard Swallow.
I swear I've never seen them.
Oh, don't you lie to me, Richard Swallow. You've probably been sliding around on her outpost for months, drilling her with your mining laser, admiring her binary systems.
It's nothing like that, May.
Get out. I don't want to see you tonight.
But where will I go?
Maybe you could stay with your floozy and charge up your hyperdrive.
There is nothing going on between me and Tara.
Hey, maybe there is a reasonable explanation here. Richard, how about you stop at mine tonight?
Well, I have nowhere else to go.
Well, come on then.
Well, thanks again, Jack. You know, I may have judged you wrong. Don't know where I would have gone tonight.
Nah, think nothing of it. Here we are.
But we're still outside my house.
Aye, we have a shared driveway.
You mean...
Yup, I'm your new next door neighbour. After you.
There's something really strange going on here.
You okay, Finn? You look a bit run down. Well, more than usual anyway, Baba.
Oh, I feel terrible. I haven't felt this drained since I sat through all 21 episodes of Pat Down Passengers.
Lar, Finn, you can tell me.
I think Jack... No, I know Jack planted them pants on me.
But what about Richard?
Jack said it were a joke.
I don't see anything funny going on here, my lover.
Ah, but Jack's a good friend. Always there when I need him. I'd hate to lose my friend.
Don't tell I. Tell he. He can't go around breaking up people, you know.
Oh, he did he?
Ah, May. How long have you been there?
Oh, long enough. And I believe these are yours, Finn. Jack forgot to take off your catalogue numbers and your address.
Thanks. I'll be going now.
Not so fast. It's about time our scheming Jack got what he deserved. And you, too, are going to help me.
You have been listening to the last in this series of Dockers. A onesie hole production.
I invented the banana!
Wait. This is the last in the series?
The button flower! People aren't going to like that!
What about me? I'll have to do fill-in segments for Lave Radio. I mean, I thought this was beneath a man of my talents. Lave Radio?
Morty!
The final episode was punched into a large rice pudding skin by Simon Winard and baked until charcoal by Grant Walcott. The part of David Brubin was played by Keith Oss Wilkins, with Colin Ford as Richard Swallow, Danny Remklett Bush as Hans Supp, Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Edelweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sofalop, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Grant Psycho Cow Walcott as Tara Hyman, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerry, Ian Badian Phillips as Doug Kittout, Jack Weaver as Michelle Boots and Mark Heavens, Alan Smithy as Hangs Solo, Lisa Vu as Sarah Churchill, and Brian Smokey as Will Clampett. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman. Join us next time for Season 2 and more Dockers. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.